today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, dear brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, Salamun Alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special by IRIB English Radio.
Oh Ramadan, oh Ramadan, month of mercy you are, welcome Ramadan. Oh Ramadan, oh Ramadan, month of mercy you are, welcome Ramadan. Ramadan, 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 Ramadan.
Today, Tuesday, is the 24th of Ramadan, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 6th of Ordibehesht, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 26th of April, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's listen to the Holy Quran, verses 29 to 32 of chapter Ar-Rahman.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Yas'aluhu man fis samawati wal ard. Kulla yawmin huwa fi sha'n.
Whoever is within the heavens and earth asks him. Every day he is bringing about a matter.
فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ.
So which of the favors of your Lord would you deny?
سَنَفْرُغُ لَكُمْ أَيُّهَا الثَّقَلَانِ.
We will attend to you, O prominent beings.
فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ.
So which of the favors of your Lord would you deny?
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
All the preceding blessed verses so far treat to different material and immaterial blessings, but the blessed verse 31 is saying that we shall shortly attend to your records. O jinn and men, God Almighty shall precisely attend to the records of all the deeds, words, and intentions of the jinn and men, and reward and chastisements proportionate to their words, deeds, and intentions shall be apportioned to them. It is also worthy of note that since jinn and men are superior to other creatures and possess intellect, free choice, and distinction, they are being referred to as al-thaghalan. Ramadan, month of du'as. This month is the best for prayer for appearance of Imam Zaman, Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him. May Allah hasten his reappearance. Especially its nights, because it's the month of invocations. Hence, traditions have ordered for the same, and thus the significance of reciting dua iftitah have been underlined in the nights of this month. Do not neglect this supplication, for indeed, it's a noble and comprehensive prayer, encompassing the needs of both this world as well as the hereafter. Imam Reza, peace be upon him, said, "Good deeds are accepted in the month of Ramadan, and the sins are forgiven. One who recites one verse of the Book of Allah in the month of Ramadan will get the reward of reciting a whole Quran in other months." Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bi nasta'in. The culture of awaiting the global savior in the month of Ramadan. And this is the topic of our discussion right now. It's indicated that in all religious disciplines and in all religions, in all regions in the world, whether Abrahamic regions or non-Abrahamic regions, we find that everybody believes in the world, in the global, in the coming and in the emergence of the global savior. This global savior, which has been mentioned in almost all the divine religions, has found expression in Islam in the personality of the 12th infallible Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. As we know, this global savior, Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam, has long been born in Samarra in Iraq. And Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam has long been in his state of short occultation and then greater occultation. Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam is still in his state of greater or longer occultation. However, in this connection, it must be indicated that what may be the relationship between the month Ramadan and waiting for the coming of the global savior. We find that in the month Ramadan, as it's the spring of expressing our servitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through discharging our religious duties, it's indicated that the best type of results that we find is receiving the religious rewards for our enduring eating and drinking and abstaining from otherworldly pleasures, otherworldly and human pleasures. However, we find that in this connection, the sixth infallible Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam indicated that the angels, the divine angels that come down to the infallible Imam every month on the eve of Qadr, they continue to do this in the time of occultation. And this is a sound proof for the existence of an infallible Imam. Had there not been any infallible Imam in this world, and in our case now, the 12th infallible Imam, Al-Mahdi alayhi salam, is present, to whom the divine angels would come down every year on the eve of decree on Laylat al-Qadr. Because of this, we find that since the divine angels come down to the infallible Imam on the eve of decree, it's our duty to appeal to him, that is to Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam, for our being delivered from all kinds of pressures and agonies and problems. We hope to appreciate this unique opportunity. Thank you.
Ramadan, month of the Quran, sent by Ar-Rahman, mercy to mankind. Ramadan, month of the Quran, sent by Ar-Rahman, mercy to mankind. Ramadan, month of the Quran, sent by Ar-Rahman, mercy to mankind.
praying for an early reappearance of Hazrat Hujjah, Imam al-Mahdi, peace be upon him, is a kind of rendering help to him from the aspect that we are encouraged to help the believers and helping the Imam is the best form of help. There is a special du'a for this month quoted from the fourth Imam, Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam, and his son, Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salam, which begins as follows. O Allah, this is the month of Ramadan. I ask you to help the vicegerent of Muhammad and the successor of Muhammad and the one who will establish justice from the successors of Muhammad. Your blessings be upon him and them. Bestow your help to them. This tradition proves that praying for the important matter of hastening the reappearance is emphasized on all the times and occasions, just as the month of Ramadan is more emphasized than other months. It is so because it is the best time for acceptance of supplications and gaining the best rewards, and also the angels come down and the doors of mercy and success are thrown open. The awaited Imam Mahdi, peace be upon him. Dear brothers and sisters, this is today's special by IRIB English Radio. Humanity's great plight at the present time is a lack of justice. Oppressive systems have brought pressure on humanity and deprived people of their natural rights. Today, this is showing itself more seriously than ever. People ask for and await the reappearance of the promised Imam Mahdi to resolve these. Imam Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, will reappear to liberate people from humiliation. He will reappear to save human community and to save the future of human beings. The reappearance of a savior who establishes justice is the historic promise of all divine religions and even non-divine religions to mankind. This promise is based on the truth that the historic confrontation between truth and falsehood will end to the advantage of the advocates of truth, thanks to the reappearance of the promised Mahdi.
It is only through the remembrance of Allah that our hearts will be at peace. Our hearts will be rest assured. So give your heart, give your soul what it needs. Give your soul what it's craving for, what it's yearning for. Just like your stomach is yearning for food, your soul is yearning for that bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your soul is yearning for that connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it might not be easy, but your soul needs it. Just as your body needs the food, your soul needs it. Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, sallu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Amir al-Mu'mineen, he used to, when during the time of his official khilafah, he used to exhaust himself every day. Every day he used to exhaust himself. During the day, he's working, taking care of people, taking care of the needs of the people, judging between people. And at night, he's spending the whole night in ibadah and worship. So his companions, they come to him, they tell him, oh, our Imam, oh, Amir al-Mu'mineen, you're going to exhaust yourself. You need to take rest, either sleep during the day or sleep during the night so that you can rest. What does Amir al-Mu'mineen reply? He says, if I sleep during the day, ضَيَّعْتُ رَعِيَّتِي, I will lose my people who I have to take care of. And if I sleep at night, ضَيَّعْتُ نَفْسِي, if I sleep at night, then I will not be able to nourish my soul and nourish myself. So we have to take advantage of the month of Ramadan.
That was all for today's special. Thank you very much for joining us. Please keep us in your prayers and du'as. And there is nothing else, just fi amanillah.
جلسة القرآن ظمآن ظمآن لوصالك يا رمضان للتوبة والغفران ومجالسة القرآن نور في الأفق يلوح باب الجنة مفتوح لا يروي عطش الروح إلا باب الريان نور في الأفق يلوح باب الجنة مفتوح لا يروي عطش الروح إلا باب الريان ظمآن ظمآن لوصالك يا رمضان للتوبة والغفران ومجالسة القرآن